Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the Info Edge India Limited Q3 FY13 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Sanjeev Bikhchandani, Vice Chairman, Mr. Hitesh Oberoi, CEO, and Mr. Amrish Raghuvanshi, CFO. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star followed by zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Hitesh Oberoi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to our third quarter results conference call. A very happy New Year to all of you. We will first take you through the quarterly and nine-month financial performance of the company. Then we will cover each business in more detail. In the end, we will be happy to take questions. Moving on to the financial highlights of Q3. For the company as a whole, net sales in Q3 were rupees 106 crores versus rupees 92 crores in the same quarter last year, an increase of 16%. Operating EBITDA was at 35 crores, which was flat year-on-year. Operating EBITDA margin was at 33% versus 38% in Q3 last year. Other income decreased on account of lower returns from financial investments as a result of lower interest rates. PAT was at 31 crores, up 7%. Operating PAT was at 22 crores, down about 1% year-on-year. Operating PAT margin was at 21% versus 25% in the same quarter last year. With a muted growth environment, deferred sales revenue has decreased further to 100 crores versus 102 crores as of September 30th, 2012. We continue to be cautious for the financial year 2012-2013. For the first nine months as a whole, net sales for the period were 319 crores versus rupees 270 crores in the same period last year, an increase of 18%. Operating EBITDA for the first nine months was at 108 crores, which was 9% up year-on-year. Operating EBITDA margin was at 34% versus 37% in nine months last year. PAT was at 96 crores, up 16%. Operating PAT was 9 crores, up by 10%. Operating PAT margin was at 22% versus 23% in the same period last year. Moving on to business-wise performance, but before I sort of take you through these numbers, I just want to say that all business-wise numbers that are being given out are management estimates and are not audited. In Q3, recruitment top line grew 10% year-on-year to rupees 82 crores. Naukri corporate sales top line grew 9%. EBITDA margins in recruitment were at 47% versus 51% in Q3 of last year. In Naukri, the EBITDA margin was at 52%, up from 57%, down from 57% in Q3 of last year. On the operating side in Naukri, during the quarter, we added an average of 9,000 fresh CVs every day, and the Naukri database grew to 32 million CVs. Average CV modifications were at 106,000 per day. The Naukri job seeker index was at 1,150 in December 2013, so it was flattish. In Q3, we serviced 25,000 unique customers versus 23,500 customers in Q3 of last year, an increase of 6%. For the first nine months of this year, we serviced 41,000 customers versus 38,700 customers in the first nine months of last year. In the 99acres business, top line grew 54% year-on-year in Q3 to 13.7 crores. 99acres made a small profit in Q3. Paid listings in 99acres are up to 4.8 lakhs versus 3.2 lakhs last year. In the Jeevansathi business, net sales grew 23% in Q3 year-on-year. There was an EBITDA loss of 1.7 crores in Q3. In Shiksha, net sales grew at 21%. However, collections grew much faster. The lower growth you see in Shiksha this quarter is on account of a change in deferral policy on some products. Moving on to our strategic investments, our investee companies continue to witness growth. We have, during Q3, committed an additional investment of rupees 5 crores in Happily Unmarried. Additional funding may be required by these investee companies from time to time, and we will evaluate each of them on merit. We continue to evaluate other investment opportunities, mainly in the Indian internet market. To summarize, the job market continues to be tight. This may continue to be the case for the next 1 or 2 quarters till the economy starts looking up once again. Our competitive position in Naukri continues to be strong, and if growth comes back, we will benefit. In the meanwhile, we will continue to invest more in this business, especially in product development going forward, to continue to maintain and strengthen our leadership position. As mentioned in our earlier calls, therefore, if top line for the company grows at 20% or lower, which seems to be the case in the first 9 months of this year, we will yield margins. 99acres, on the other hand, continues to grow even in an uncertain market, and we will continue to invest more in this business to consolidate our leadership position. We continue to invest more in Jeevansathi and Shiksha as well. Some of our investee companies are making good progress, and as mentioned earlier, we would want to move to majority in such cases should the opportunity present itself. We are now ready for any questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Participants, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question at this time, you may press star and one. Participants, anyone who has a question, you may press star and one. We have the first question from the line of Srinivas Sheshadri from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my questions. My first question is on Naukri. Just wanted to check, I understand that the overall job market is subdued, etc. But typically, you tend to have a fourth quarter kind of a bounce in terms of the seasonal uplift. So do you expect this year to be a little more subdued than a normal year? Or do you expect the fourth quarter seasonality to continue to be strong?
Well, the seasonality will continue. But from a growth point of view, it is hard to say what will happen this quarter.
Over last year.
So, of course, compared to Q3, Q4 will always be better. But we don't know what is going to happen with this last year. So the job market continues to be tight.
Okay. And this quarter, sorry, just on Naukri again, this quarter you had seen a slightly, probably the recruitment as a whole slightly going down quarter on quarter. So was the incremental pressure like on the rates front, or was it basically the number of licenses, etc.? So where are you seeing the incremental pressure coming from this quarter?
See, collection growth in Naukri has now been flattish for the last 2 or 3 quarters
on a year-on-year
basis. Now, so we continue to add new customers, so our customer base is growing. So we did business with 41,000 customers in the first 9 months of this year, versus 38,700 in the first 9 months of last year. So what is happening, therefore, is that companies are buying less than they were buying earlier, right? So we have more customers, but on an average, each customer is paying us less than what they paid us last year. Of course, that is not true in all cases. There are some customers who are paying us more, but there are many others, especially the recruitment firms, who are paying us less than last year.
Okay. And just have one more question before I get back into the queue. This quarter, the cash flow statement shows that you made a capex of around 32 crore. So if you can just elaborate on what that was for and what is the overall capex plan going forward.
You know, we had announced that for the new building which we are occupying on the Noida Expressway, that we would spend between 35 and 40 crore. So some of that investment came in the second quarter. A little more than 20 crore, was spent in quarter three, the current quarter. And the rest of it is, normal sort of capex. There would have been, additional computer equipment and stuff like that. But I think, the large capex cycle will run out by quarter three. And thereafter, by quarter four, because the remaining amount on the expressway building interiors would get spent by then. And thereafter, then we will just follow into the normal cycle, which is capex pretty much in line with depreciation. And, that sort of trend has been continuing for the last few years. And, we don't anticipate any real change from that.
For your information, the building is now ready and many of our people moved in.
Okay. And Amrish, just one clarification. With this building ready to move in, would you see a fall in some of the rental costs which you were earlier bearing?
That's right. So I think it will take about a quarter for the rental costs to readjust themselves because, you know, we will be moving into the new building in phases and then there are notice periods which are, you know, so which have to be served out. So I think it will probably take another quarter. By the end of, you know, sometime between quarter four and the beginning of next year, the first month, we should, you know, get back to a normal rental cycle then.
Okay, so how much should it kind of come down by, like, once you have moved in?
About 40-50 lakhs a month.
40-50 lakhs. Okay, great. Thank you.
No, but you said, this right now there's some double counting going on because we have rented the new building. You've not yet rented the old building. So it will come down to 40-50 lakhs from the double counting. But on an aggregate basis, there may not be savings from what it was earlier before we took the new building on rent. The purpose of the new building is to move as many people as possible into one office for better management to the line of sight.
Okay, fine. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants, just a reminder again, anyone who has a question at this time, you may press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Mohit Jain from Trust Group. Please go ahead.
Just one question, sir. On your personal expenditure, which is salary, it is growing at a faster pace than revenues for last few quarters, and it is actually picking up on a YOY basis. Can you please help me understand this sort of discrepancy between revenues and employee expenses?
Yeah, this is because we continue to invest in all our businesses. Like I mentioned, you know, slowdowns are an opportunity to invest, and we are, even though Naukri collections have been flattish for the last two or three quarters, we continue to invest in product development. Similarly, in Acres, which is, you know, we continue to sort of invest healthily. That business is growing at more than 50% year on year. And similarly in Shiksha as well. A large part of this increase in cost is on account of additional headcount, which was added last year. So our headcount, I think, increased by about 350 people this year over last year.
Yes, yeah, so growth in headcount is around 16%.
Yeah.
On a YOY basis. But growth, yeah. Employee expenses is 26%.
So that's because of salary increases over last year.
Okay. And second, I could not understand the previous reply on the rentals. Should we account for a 40-50 lakh per month savings or will it not happen?
No. I think what was said is that for the last 3-5 months, I think we've been paying double rentals because we are paying rent for the new building as well and we continue to occupy the old buildings. Now, some of this will go away because we will vacate the buildings we are currently in. So there is no saving from what rent used to be like 9, 8, 9, 10 months ago, but there will be some saving from what the rental expense has been for the last 3 or 4 months.
Okay, so on a QOQ basis, we will see some improvement.
Yes, right.
Yes.
Can you please repeat the growth numbers for 99 acres, Shiksha and Jeevansathi?
99 acres grew 54%.
Why? 99 acres grew by 54% year on year.
Okay.
Shiksha grew by 21% and Jeevansathi grew by 23%.
Okay. Thank you. That is it.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Rastogi from Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon to management. What percentage of Naukri's business comes from placement consultants and how has this number changed in the past 12 months?
Well, about 27-28% comes from placement consulting firms.
And the number has changed. Your number has remained pretty much constant over the last few years. It hasn't really changed. You know, it might be up or down
a percent
over the last 2 or 3 years. No real change in trends there.
Okay, so I would understand that the weakness in the recruitment segment is then not specific to the placement consultants. It's more broad-based than that.
It's broad-based, but, you know, placement consulting firms basically get the most.
Okay, but...
Because, you know, when companies cut spending, they first cut spending on placement firms.
True. Okay. And also, could you give some more color on the change in revenue deferral policy on the products in Shiksha.com?
Yeah, so actually, the revenue base is not very high. So for Q3... So our revenue is actually for Q3 of last year was around maybe 2-2.5 crores in Shiksha. Now what has happened is that one product which was earlier not deferred, I think we've taken a view that the sales from this product should be deferred over a period of time. So if you were not
if we had not done that, our revenue would have grown by 40%. But because we did that this quarter, our revenue has grown by 20%. In addition to that, of course, there is a, you know, I think a more longer-term products are being sold as well. So that has also caused a change in the mix. Hopefully, you know, the sales will look up again next quarter.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Agarwal from Motilal Oswal Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to understand more about 99acres. So I see that the total number of listings has gone up from 4.08 lakhs in quarter 2 to 4.1 lakhs Q3. We've increased our headcount by almost 200 people, right, for 99acres. So why is there just like, say, flattish growth? I mean, is the property market very dull at this point? Or
what is the source of these numbers? Because wherever you got this data from?
No, this is a data sheet that you put up.
Headcount,
that's total number of people.
Something, total number of paid listings
For
your 99acres has gone up. So it was 4.1 lakh in, it's 4.1 lakh this quarter and it was 4.08 lakhs last quarter. You know, so I was just wondering, I mean, there's not much growth in paid listings per se.
So that's quarter on quarter. What I mentioned is that year on year revenues are 54%,
right,
and year on year listings are up by a substantial number as well.
Yeah, year on year they were, but if quarter on quarter, it's, I mean, why is there, you know, because from quarter one to quarter two there was a huge jump, but I think from quarter two to quarter three there's not been as much of a significant increase. So that's kind of why I want to understand what's maybe the reason for that.
So, you know, I think what is more important is year-on-year growth, because there could be some seasonality in the business. You know, normally what happens, especially in the festival season, is that, you know, all our businesses, you know, the interest in buying property or changing jobs is not that high.
Okay.
So I think what is more important to look at is, what is more important to look at is year-on-year growth rather than Q-on-Q growth.
Okay. And what do you think about, you know, competition from other competitors such as, say, IndiaProperty.com or MagicBricks.com? I mean, how do you see, 99acres differentiating itself in terms of maybe for getting more user traffic?
So, you know, these are early days for the real estate business, so there is a lot of competition. There are at least 7-8 players in the market trying to do things.
Okay.
But so far, we managed to maintain our lead. We are growing at 54%. We are breaking even. In fact, in the last quarter, we made a little bit of money as well. We are the number one player in terms of traffic share.
Okay.
So, we our traffic share has been fluctuating between 34, 35 to 40%.
Okay.
And the next guy is at 23-24%.
Okay.
So we are doing a lot of things on the product side, on the sales side, on the technology side, on the marketing side to differentiate ourselves from competition.
Okay. Could you just give me the EBITDA number for 99acres for this quarter?
And marginal.
We made a marginal about 70 lakhs this quarter.
70 lakhs. Because last quarter, I think you it was a bit in a loss. So I think it's a good sign that maybe it has become profitable this quarter.
A lot depends on how much you spend on advertising in a quarter.
Okay.
So in a quarter, if you sort of if you decide to be on TV, for example, profitability could suffer. On the other hand, if you spend less on advertising in a quarter, we can become profitable. So right now, our focus is not on profitability in this business. Our focus is on growing share.
Okay.
And on growing top line.
Okay.
And by way of example, 99acres, we've got a new ad film. Some of you may have seen it on television. And, so in quarter four, we will be spending, you know, a reasonable amount of money on that ad film.
Okay.
So, investment in 99acres is going to go up in quarter four. And, let's see what the top line comes at. But, so it could quite easily slip into a sort of, a minor loss situation.
Okay, but when do you expect this entity to become profitable by itself? I mean, I know that these are early days, but any idea on any guidance, maybe a couple of quarters down the line or something like that?
Well, we can become profitable if we want. You know, we can just cut advertising a little bit and we'll be profitable.
Right.
But that is not our objective at this point in time. Our objective is to grow share, to establish leadership, to, you know, to be a clear number one in the marketplace. And we want to continue to invest in this vertical for the, you know, for the next few quarters at least.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Gaurav Malhotra from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just one question. You know, if I just look at your deferred sales revenue with respect to your recruitment revenues, and I try and back calculate the collections, given that we have the two-quarter deferred revenue number as well as the sales number, it comes across as if the collection has actually improved this quarter. So, any sense on that?
Well, collection growth has been near zero. Has been close to 0%.
In Naukri corporate sales.
Naukri corporate sales.
But for the company as a whole, yes, you know, collections are up in quarters.
Because of 99 acres and other businesses.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
So some of the linear growth businesses like you know, Jeevan Sathi and the candidate services part of Naukri, they are continuing to grow in the mid-20s, and 99 acres, as you mentioned, is growing at, you know, at over 50%. So those are the ones which are contributing to the growth in collection.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
There's no change in collection.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vaibhav Kacholia from Pisces Capital. Please go ahead.
Hitesh, hi. Could you give us some sense on the overall internet traffic in India?
Overall internet traffic in India?
Yeah, I mean, the user base is now reaching 150 million users.
Well, you know, you're right. The user base is close to 130, 140 million.
Okay.
And but, you know, I would not be able to comment on the traffic in total.
And, you know,
numbers right now with me.
And, you know, I just like to add, Sanjeev here, I'd like to add something.
Yeah.
You know, this user base, now depending on whom you talk to,
yeah,
you have a different number. So the data is very poor in India. And, you know, also the definition, what is a user? Once in the last 6 months, once in the last 12 months, once, you know, every day.
Right.
And those numbers vary a lot.
Okay.
Also, you see, if you look at mobile, if I access my email on the mobile, technically I'm accessing the internet.
Right.
Right. Right. But is that browsing? Or if I use an app, yeah, for a specific purpose, technically that's browsing the internet.
Right.
But is that browsing? Am I going to five sites or am I just using one app? So,
right.
I mean, the fact is the user base is growing.
Okay.
But 150 million, on what definition, we don't know.
No, in fact, that is exactly my question. I mean, is it really this or is it much lower, like 30, 40 million actual regular users who might transact and do stuff on the internet?
So I think this 130 million number is of people who have used the internet in the last 1 month or 2 months or 3 months.
Okay.
They may have used the internet only once in the month.
Right.
The number of regular users is going to be is far less than 130, 140 million.
Okay.
People who use the internet every day, maybe just 30, 40 million.
Every day for an hour or two, always on, broadband.
Yeah.
That may be even lower.
Yep. Those are real power users.
And how much is that user base growing? Any view on that, Sanjeev?
Well, It's obviously quality of access is improving as more people get on broadband. Hopefully with 4G coming as and when it comes, it can increase even further with smartphones selling more and more.
Okay.
It's improving a lot. But I don't think I can put a number to it because, frankly, I don't think anybody really knows.
I mean, it must be 15-20% kind of thing?
Yeah. I think maybe even more than that.
Okay. And in terms of overall transactions and activities being done on the net, any feel on that, Sanjeev? I mean,
I don't track the overall sector, not the entire internet. I track basically the sectors we are in.
Okay. Okay, great. One more question, sir. I mean, how much market share do we have in the overall recruitment market, including offline media?
Online?
Including offline.
You know, again, very hard to say because the numbers are not available. You know, the total online portals together maybe do about close to 500 crores of business.
Okay.
500 to 550 crores.
Okay.
And the total recruitment market, depending on what you include in the market, if you include consulting firms, if you include print publications, if you include referral bonuses paid out,
yeah,
could be 4,000 crores, yeah.
No, but just print media and like proper specified media would be how much?
You mean the advertising market?
Yeah.
Maybe less than 1,000 crores, I would say.
Okay. So, I mean, the main big growth for our company can come only when this market revives by itself. Market share gains are going to be limited from now on, right?
Yeah, so we need the economy to sort of start looking up once again because
okay,
that's when hiring momentum picks up, attrition rates go up,
companies start hiring new people, new companies enter the market.
Right.
So, and yeah, other than that, it has to be by taking share from competition.
No, and yeah, the other, I'd like to add one thing here.
Yeah.
You see, if you introduce a new product or you innovate, and you get a share of wallet that was not coming to online job portals earlier,
okay,
then you expanded the online market and taken some revenue from elsewhere within the budget, recruitment budget.
Okay.
And that is one more possibility of growth, but you know, those are, you know, things which happen over time. They don't happen suddenly in 1 year.
Okay. Okay. Right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Srinivas Seshadri from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my question again. I just wanted to understand on the Jeevan Sathi business side, most of the growth is actually coming from realization and volumes appear to be kind of range bound. So is this some kind of a planned strategy in terms of getting a better quality customers or can you just kind of explain what are the dynamics which are going on based on which we see these kind of numbers?
Yeah, so given the fact that we're number three, we've taken a call sometime back to focus on the Hindi belt. And so we've cut down our spending in the other markets. So as a result, you know, our volumes, overall volume on the site has fallen. So we're not getting as many profiles as we were getting earlier. And even the markets in which we are present and focusing on, we are focusing more on brand building right now than in generating a lot of, you know, leads or profiles on our site. Because that is what we think will help us differentiate ourselves from competition in the long run. So, and what we've seen is that branding helps improve conversion rates, and which is why you see, even though the number of profiles on the site is falling, we are able to monetize them better. So this is what our strategy is likely to be going forward, at least for the next 2-3 quarters.
Okay, and Hitesh, is the like the whatever the volume degrowth which is happening, as you said, because of a market selection? Is that phenomenon still going to continue for the foreseeable future, or are you kind of somewhere at the end of it?
No, see, in Jeevan Sathi, we are trying out, see, we are number three, so we have to work harder, we have to innovate, we have to try out different things. So what we want to do in the Jeevan Sathi business is try out a bunch of different things. So, you know, so that if something works, then we'll think of scaling it up. So you may see a few things changing in this business as we go along.
Okay, so as of now, we should kind of build in that the volumes will be kind of muted and it would be more of a realization or a conversion-led kind of growth, as you said.
We are trying out new things. So, you know, this is what we did for the last, three or four quarters. I can't say whether this will be our strategy going forward as well. Maybe for 1 or 2 quarters, yes, but not beyond that. But I can't tell you right now.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
The other question is I had on the investee companies. You mentioned in the opening remark that some of them are showing good progress and you would like to kind of explore a majority ownership opportunities. Can you kind of specify or state which of the companies are doing better than expected or better at this stage?
No, we don't have any announcements to make here and cannot give you this one.
No, not on the ownership, but just on the progress part which you are saying that.
No, we're not specifying which companies are doing how well right now.
Okay, fine. And when should we look forward to more information on these investing companies, like which you've been kind of?
I think at the end of the year we reveal, at the end of the financial year we reveal the data over performance of the year, and that's when we'll really give you a.
Okay, but any company level information which is like likely to come?
Nothing right now.
Okay, fine. And yeah, sorry, one more kind of a data bit. Can you share the quadrangle revenues for the quarter?
Quadrangle revenue for the quarter. No, I don't think we'll be able to share it right now.
We don't have quadrangle.
Okay. And also the candidate services group?
So we don't want to sort of, for recruitment as a whole, grew by 10%. And that's what we're revealing right now.
All right. Okay, fine. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ankur Rudra from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my questions. Forgive me if I repeat something. I could not attend the first part. Can you comment on when you expect collections growth to return? Do you think the worst is behind us? The December, Naukri Speak looked a bit optimistic. So do you expect collections to start growing from next quarter onwards? A, and Clearly, next quarter will have, or the current quarter will have tough comps from the year ago. So, should we be ready for a decline on a YOY basis?
Well, you know what, we are seeing no change in the situation on the ground. So, I frankly have no visibility. Right now, as far as we are concerned, what we are sort of assuming is that the next quarter will be similar to this quarter in terms of growth rates for all our internal calculations. But we don't know how it is going to finally end up.
You're talking about collection growth rates here?
Collection growth.
Okay, but from on the ground, you don't see any perceptible change in the last couple of months, for example?
Not really, not at the moment.
Okay. Then on the IT services side, what we've been hearing from some of the larger firms is an increasing prevalence of just-in-time hiring due to an uncertain environment. Will that change the way they use your services in any way?
So just-in-time hiring is good for us because companies basically what this means is they have a zero bench and they are forced to hire quickly if they have any requirements. Maybe what has happened over the last few months is, and I can't be sure of this, is that companies have cut down their bench, right, and moved to just-in-time hiring. So therefore, if the market starts to look up, they'll start hiring actively once again.
Have you seen any change the way they use your services so far as a result of this trend?
Well, normally we sign one-year contracts, so most of these companies who are customers of ours, you know, would have signed a contract with us many months ago.
Right.
So we will know only at renewal time.
Would this impact the core services more, or the ads on your page in terms of the display ads more?
See, normally what happens is that companies keep using our standard products throughout the year. And when the market starts to look up and they need to aggressively go and hire people, they start using some of our higher-end solutions. Like they want to run banners on our site and send mailers to our database or put a link on the homepage. That normally sort of tends to happen more when the market looks up. But the regular products they keep using through the year.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know whether you've already addressed this, but if you could just comment a bit more on the margin decline in recruitment despite the decline in advertising costs. And so
two things have happened this year. One is, of course, we continue to invest in product development. So our product development costs and our selling costs are still high, even though revenues have not grown substantially. The second thing is that we moved into this new office on the expressway. And because our headcount went up last year, our other expenses have gone up. Similarly, our server costs are up because of, the dollar sort of appreciating. So as a result, the overall cost of Naukri have gone up more than revenue has gone up this year.
Okay, and the change in the capital work in progress we saw this time was some build-out you're doing right now?
Yeah, so that's on account of the new building that we are doing up on the expressway. That is now done. So there may be some additional expense which comes in this quarter, but that's about it. And we are already moving into that building. So some people want to move into that building.
This is sort of the peak of the funding, overall funding for that building required, the change we saw this quarter.
Correct.
Okay, fair enough. Finally, on advertising, you expect that to come back to trend levels from next quarter onwards because you're investing in your 99 Acres business?
Yeah, so this quarter we're already on television in 99 Acres, even Jeevan Sathi is on TV. Shiksha may be on TV as well. So advertising expenses will go up this quarter.
I know on an absolute basis it will, but even on there'll be a bit of a loss of operating leverage from you as you invest.
Normally Q4 is also good for revenue. So let's see.
Okay, thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Mr. Rishi from ICFR. Please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Rishi K from India Capital Fund Research. My first question is that as the internet penetration is growing in tier 2 and tier 3 cities, what are your growth plans for these cities?
So Naukri is already present in more than 30 cities. Even 99 Acres has operations in more than 10 cities. In Jeevan Sathi, we already get more than half our revenue from outside the metros. So as far as our user base is concerned, as far as getting more traffic on the site is concerned, we're already getting a lot of traffic from tier 2 and tier 3 towns. As far as you know, monetizing this traffic is concerned, most corporate activity in India, unfortunately, is around the top 30, 40 cities, and we're already present in these cities. Mm-hmm. And most real estate activity is also around the top 10, 20 cities, and we're already present there at the moment. So we have no very, we don't have very aggressive plans of expanding, you know, in terms of setting up offices and hiring more people in these cities at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. And in percentage terms, how much is the rise in server cost and advertising cost?
So server costs, I think, are up close to, just 1 second. So for the first 9 months of this year, server costs were up 45%.
Mm-hmm.
And advertising costs were up 10%.
Okay. And could you please share average revenue per client for Naukri and other websites?
Average revenue per customer. We don't give out that number. Except annually.
And can you please put your web transcript of this con call on your website?
We put up the transcript on our website, right?
So by when should I expect
it? Info.in.
In a couple of days, that will be there, and this archive, the webcast is also recorded and will be up by tomorrow sometime.
Okay, thank you. That's all for me.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Miten Latia from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Good evening. The comment on collections growth earlier on the call, you said you should be able to maintain growth in Q4. That leaves us with a very tough ask of 150 crores of collection in quarter four. Given that you also mentioned that we have very poor visibility, you know, how should we look at that number in the first place?
Mr. Sanjeev here, I think what Hitesh said was there will be growth over Q3. Whether or not there is growth over Q4 last year remains to be seen. We are unable to predict.
Okay. Okay. That clarifies. Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vishal Shah from Allard Partners. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my question. First thing I wanted to know, what is the amount which you have invested in FY 39 months in various investee companies, the existing ones and the new ones?
That has been announced. In Q3, we invested 5 crores in Happily Unmarried. Sudhir will just dig out the total figure for the first 9 months.
Okay. The second thing I wanted to ask is, what's your traffic share as of now, and have you in Naukri, and have you seen any change in the competitive environment in terms of advertising by your competitors, etc.?
Well, if we assume the market to be just the job boards and not include LinkedIn, our traffic share has been hovering around the 61-62% mark for a while now. We have not seen any increase in competitive activity as far as job boards are concerned.
And would it be possible to know the share if we include LinkedIn?
Well, LinkedIn is not just a job board. So, you know, LinkedIn gets a lot of other traffic as well, which is not for the purpose of looking for a job. We don't know what the job traffic is like, so we are unable to, you know, arrive at any estimate.
In the 9 months, we have invested around 59 crores.
Okay, thank you. And just one more thing, like you have been mentioning for the past few quarters, you know, you have been cautious on the demand environment. Even now you mentioned that, you know, the collection is flattish, but have you seen any change in terms of business confidence of your key clients, like in over past few quarters and now?
Well, you know, we keep hearing, you know, a lot of things in the marketplace, but, you know, it's not showing up in the numbers as well. So unless the numbers move, we should not sort of assume that the market that the market for hiring is picking up.
Okay, but any change?
Some companies started hiring more than earlier, but others are hiring less. So at the overall level, the numbers are still flattish.
Okay, but any change in terms of pricing or your discounts? So if they are negotiating more or less, any color on that?
It's the same, yeah.
Okay.
No change.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Jinal Sheikh from MultiApt. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. You were just mentioning some time back that you know, this is a little bit slow period, and you guys have been investing in your businesses. one thing that I'm a bit confused about is that management has been selling in the past few quarters. So how should I read into that?
I don't think anything significant there. I have sold, and you know,
we had announced why I had sold, and it's that's on the site.
A big chunk of what I sold has gone into a philanthropic activity which I am backing, and some of it is for personal use.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Vaibhav Agarwal from Motilal Oswal Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. One thing was that, you know, obviously Naukri.com has competition from other consultants and from LinkedIn as well. I think the LinkedIn question was addressed earlier, but, you know, how do you see Naukri.com maybe replacing the job consultants as such? Do you think that's something which is a bit of a something in your gambit right now?
So we don't see consultants as competition. They are, in fact, our customers. More than a quarter of our revenue comes from consulting firms.
Okay.
They are a different kind of value to their customers, which Naukri can't add.
Okay. So, and one more question on something like 99 acres. So most of your sales so far come from brokers and other builders, right? You know, are these generated only because maybe your sales agents go and market to them, or are you able to garner revenue even just, I mean, automatically people coming to you just by seeing your website?
No, unfortunately, that doesn't happen in India as yet. We are so, you know, we have a large sales operation. We have offices in multiple cities. We have over 300 people in sales, 99 acres.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to meet brokers, often meet them multiple times, educate them in many cases on the benefits of using the internet, and often have to work with them to help them try out the site. So that's how it works in India. So it's a lot of our sales. I mean, almost all our sales are face-to-face and through a field sales force.
Okay. So, in terms of the top management bandwidth, you know, I mean, like in terms of the time spent, some like, I mean, obviously, Naukri.com being your bread butter business, you'll be spending significant time there. But is there a lot of focus on, say, 99 acres and Jeevan Sathi over the other investee businesses, or, you know, how should one look at it?
So we are now organized around business unit lines. So we have a BU structure. So we have a business head for every business.
Right.
And you know, that person focuses only on that business.
Okay.
Of course, at my level, you know, I end up spending a lot of time on Naukri and 99 acres, and some of my time on Shiksha and Jeevan Sathi.
Okay.
Sanjeev spends a lot of his time on investee companies. He's also available for consulting and for helping out with the internal businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we have a fairly balanced and a fairly large management team inside the company now.
Okay. All right, sir. That would be it.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nikhil Pawar from Medianama. Please go ahead.
Hi. Just wanted to get a sense of what your take is on the recent changes at Times Jobs in terms of, you know, adding endorsements to their profiles and trying to increase engagement by taking their resume is mobile. As a comparative activity, how do you view it?
So, you know, Times is a number three player in the market right now, and I frankly think it will take a lot more than a few features for them to sort of make a serious impact in the market. But, you know, all innovation is good. It helps the industry, and, you know, we continuously look at all our competition to see what is it that they're doing well. And if there's something which they're doing well and which we could learn from, we will implement. And if there's something that we are doing well, and you know, they sort of implement. But as competition, like I said, mentioned earlier, they're probably about 15-16% of the market, and a distant number three right now.
Excuse me, sir. Actually, the line for the participant has been disconnected.
Oh.
We'll proceed with the next question. That is from the line of Ankit Kedia from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Just one small question on the collections and on deferred sales. How much proportion of 100 crores deferred sales would be from the recruitment business, and how much would be from non-recruitment?
Ankit, we don't really have that data, but my sense is upwards of 80% would be recruitment.
Okay, no, because we are saying collections and recruitments are flattish compared to the 12.5% at the company level.
Yeah, but as more is being consumed, more is coming in as well. So if it continues to come in at a faster rate, it will build up, right?
Right.
But if it is continuing to come at the same rate, you know, it doesn't empty out that fast.
So around 80% is safe to say whatever is the proportion.
No, is there upwards of 80? He doesn't have precise data.
Sure.
So,
the proportion of our revenues which comes from recruitment, it could be safe to assume that.
Well, actually, Naukri will be higher than that because, you know, we don't have a lot of deferred sales in Jeevansathi, Quadrangle, Candidate Services, and 99 Acres. So it may be higher than...
It probably is higher than ratio.
Share of revenue in the overall.
It is probably higher because Naukri, you do sell 12-month subscriptions, whereas another, it's a shorter time period.
But when we say that the recruitment business collections were flat, I think it includes Candidate Services, Naukri and Quadrangle.
No, what I said was Naukri corporate sales were flat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Correct.
We have the next question from the line of Sanjay Pimbalkar from Quantum Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So on current investee companies, do we have any committed cash outflows for FY13 and 14?
Sorry, just repeat the question.
Any committed cash out?
No, we are not. We have no announcements to make as of now on for the investment in Mr. Company this financial year.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Ankur Rudra from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks. Could you comment on the change in wage costs on a per employee basis? I noticed there was a sequential bump up. Now, I know on a YOY basis, it may be more normal, but is there any change in profile of the hires this quarter? Are they more expensive, more senior hires than before?
No, there's a slight increase this quarter because of the two-step acquisition.
Okay.
So you know, we've added a few people, which has led to costs going up this quarter. Otherwise, you know, year on year comparison basis, you know, our headcount is up by about, I think, 16-17% as well.
Okay, so on a normalized basis going forward, I mean, this will normalize from next quarter onwards. It'll be more flat on a per employee basis.
Yes.
How many people do you add from two-step, if you can remind me?
About, I think, about 6 here and 2 here. About 8 or 9.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pankaj Murarka from Axis Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you give some more granularity in the recruitment firm revenues in terms of, is it that there are fewer number of customers there we have or the same customers are paying us less?
Well, you know, on the whole, the recruitment firm business is hit. So, you know, we may have, I don't know whether our customer count has gone up. We'll have to dig into the numbers. But yes, many placement firms are in trouble. So some have scaled down their purchases from us. You know, in some cases, firms may have shut down as well. In other cases, where they bought 10 logins last year, they may have bought 5. In some cases, we may have ended up giving a higher discount. On the other hand, of course, there are many new firms which have set up shop every year as well. So I don't have the details with me right now on that.
But I understand that it's a mix of various things, but are you seeing any perceptible change in behavior or any trend there?
Yeah, so what I mentioned is that, you know, when the market slows down, placement consulting firms get hit first. So their revenues come under pressure because clients stop giving positions outside, as a result of which they cut down their costs as well. So that we are seeing in the market this time.
Pankaj, this is Sudhir Bhargav. So in Q3, we serviced over 5,800 recruitment consultants.
Okay. And
every quarter, every.
Okay. And the other thing is, you know, whatever I see from a lot of corporate results and so on, and from IT companies or so on, meaning there is a fair degree of, let's say, some of the IT companies are sitting on large bench, especially the larger ones. Also, there's a fair degree of slack in financial services. So is it fair to presume that this could be a more protracted recovery? And if that could be the case, then how would our business behave in that kind of environment?
So we don't know, you know, whether the economy will start looking up next quarter or the quarter after that or this quarter. So we really can't comment. Yes, if the hiring environment continues to be tight, you know, our growth rates will be impacted.
Right.
Plus, the fact is that every cycle and bounce back is going to be different. So it's very difficult to predict on what the pace of recovery is going to be. It is dependent on, you know, the same factors which we've been maintaining in the past, which is GDP growth, business confidence levels, investment spending, and so on. So, I mean, unless these three or four indicators start looking up, it's going to be difficult to predict. And, you know, what that pace of recovery or the bounce back, you know, is going to be is difficult to predict.
See, our business is a little cyclical. So what tends to happen is that when the economy starts looking up, you know, attrition rate starts going up to maintain the same headcount. People have to hire more. The new business set up shop. And, you know, companies are more desperate to hire, and therefore our discounts also go down. They're willing to pay higher prices. So so in that sense, you know, when the market slows down, we get hurt a lot. And when the market recovers, we bounce back fast.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. But let's say if I were to paint an environment where we're saying that the recovery this time around, there's a fair degree of slack in the labor market, and it's going to be a more gradual and protracted recovery from both from a macroeconomic perspective and from a lot of businesses perspective. And there's a fair, and on top of that, if you build a case that there's a fair degree of slack in a lot of industries and labor markets, could that mean sub 15% growth for us going forward into the next year?
Yeah, so if what you're saying is true, turns out to be true, then, you know, the hiring spend will not go up as far as companies are concerned, and therefore for us the task will be to get a higher share of what is being spent, which is always harder to do.
And finally, on all the portfolio investing companies that we have made, meaning technology, the business of technology is a very, you know, very dynamic one, and things evolve very quickly. So is there a risk that some of these investments might not pay off and there could be a write-off on some of those?
Yes, I mean, that could happen. I think it's in the fundamental nature of early-stage investments that all will not work, although we would like them all to work. And when we go into an investment, we go in believing it will work. That's why you invest. But yes, it could happen. In fact, I'd be very surprised if, you know, all do work, and we could be surprised if all do fail.
Right. So is there a meaning from a risk perspective, overall number that we are willing to risk, or something from a risk perspective as to how we go about?
There is no budget as such for investments. Naturally, as we invest more and more, and as the portfolios grow large in terms of exposure, we would like to be pretty sure of a few companies before we commit, recommit a very large sum of money.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have again the Mr. Niket Power from Medianama. Please go ahead.
Hi, my call got disconnected with it. Sorry. Could you just comment on what you're doing with regards to social, or making our platforms more social? If you look at LinkedIn, if you look at Career Play, sometimes jobs.
So, you know, we are, like I mentioned in my call earlier, we continue to invest a lot in product development. We have a lot of big projects on which various teams are working. We just rolled out one of our products this last week. It's a product which has to do with, which will help companies hire and run better referral programs. So there are multiple such projects that are in the pipeline. I can't comment on all of them. But we continue to invest aggressively in the area of search and match, in the area of making a site more social, on mobile platforms, on recruitment management systems, which is why we acquired a company called Two-Step. So some of these products will be rolled out over the next two or three quarters.
Okay. What's the users like on your apps?
Well, right now mobile traffic is about 10 to 12% of total traffic. On our various properties. So in some categories like Jeevansathi, it is about 15%, and in some other categories about 7-8%. But the range is between 7 to 15% for both sites.
Okay.
From our website.
I'm sorry?
Most of the traffic is on our website right now.
Okay.
On our HTML5 or website.
Okay. So then the usage of apps isn't significant.
Not at the moment, but we are working on developing better apps.
Okay. Just wanted to get a sense of how much of your overall revenue is recruitment as of now.
Sorry, can you repeat that question?
How much of your overall top line is coming from recruitment still?
From recruitment? Just 1 second, yeah. How much of your top line is recruitment right now?
About 80%.
80%. About 80%.
So this hasn't changed significantly in the last 4-5 years, right? It's been around the same amount in terms of percentage.
Let me just get back to you. We'll just get back to you the exact number. But it used to be upwards of 87%, I think, 4-5 years ago.
Huh?
So this quarter, sorry, the number is 77%. 77% is recruitment, 23% is non-recruitment.
And if I remember correctly, it used to be about 87% about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago.
So it's changing, but slowly.
Okay. And what's driving the change in the sense, which of the segments is actually growing substantially in terms of the top line?
So 99acres had a very good quarter. So 99acres, for example, this quarter grew at 54%. And now has been growing at 50% plus for the last 2 or 3 years. So, of course, the share of 99acres in our business is increasing rapidly.
How do you compare with the Times Property Magic Bricks?
So if I go by Comscore shares, then we are a lot bigger than Magic Bricks in terms of total traffic. Revenue, one can't be sure because we don't have the numbers, but our sense is that we are close to about 40% of the market.
Okay. What's the status of Shiksha? This is going to be an important quarter, right? The last quarter of the year? It's a seasonal business, I believe.
Yeah, so Q4 is normally big for all our verticals. So we are keeping our fingers crossed.
How is Shiksha doing right now? Any numbers in terms of users and usage?
So, you know, Shiksha, we are pretty happy with the progress we're making in Shiksha. It's a very different kind of a model. It's not a pure classified play. We are getting renewals. Our customer base is increasing. Our traffic on the site is also increasing. Most customers are coming back because they're seeing success. It's a large market, a lot of money spent on education advertising, but it's still very early days for us. You know, so I don't have the kind of confidence I have in 99acres on as far as Shiksha is concerned right now, that, you know, this is going to happen and this is going to break even next year and this is going to grow at 50-60% and this will grow up, become a very big business. But we're very happy with the progress that we're making.
So who would you identify as a key competition in the education space?
And it's a very new category. So I think currently we see print as competition. Yeah, it's a huge market. A lot of money is being spent on print advertising. There are lots of players in the internet space trying to do different things, but they're all very small, just like us. So right now, I would say our main competition is other media and not other internet companies.
So what are the challenges in that education segment? Because we've been investing in this business for quite a while as well. I think 2008 is when you launched it.
So, you know, it's not a pure classified model. So it's not a listing model where the listings change every day, just like in 99acres and in Naukri. So it's a little different. Number one. Number two, the kind of customers we deal with here are not just interested in lead generation, but also in building brand. So that's a new area for us. So we have to sort of figure out how to provide them branding solutions. So these are the kind of challenges we are encountering in Shiksha, and that's how that's why it's taking a little bit of time, because it's not as simple as replicating the model in 99acres and Jeevansathi and Naukri. And you know, there aren't too many success stories worldwide, so there aren't too many examples of companies who've done this and done it really well in the rest of the world. So it's a market which we are creating.
Do you think businesses like Shiksha and perhaps Jeevansathi or 99acres would do better if they were driven more with the entrepreneurial mindset rather than as a part of a large
Nikhil, I mean, we've got businesses we are building inside the company. We've got businesses that we're building outside the company, and we're observing businesses being funded by financial investors also, standalone companies. I think the great thing about know, us funding our own internal external businesses is that, you know, we can take long calls taking a long-term view. Because, you know, where and we decide when to invest, when not to invest, how much to invest, and so on. And not be dependent on the decisions of other people. Okay, and we have seen very many companies perhaps suffering because they raised the first round and were able to raise second or third round. Okay, because they were not in control of their own destiny. So I think it's a huge asset that for two reasons. One is the financial reason that we decide to invest, how much to invest, when to control our destiny. The second is because of our operating experience from Naukri, from other businesses, we're able to transplant knowledge. Third is, you know, we've got, you know, media buying capabilities, which are much, much larger, and therefore we get better prices. We are able to invest in departments that small companies cannot invest in, such as analytics, such as, you know, so there are very many reasons why we believe we have an advantage. But having said that, yes, you know, if you have a small four-member team or five-member team doing it, they could roll out products faster. But we could perhaps roll our products that are more correct.
But I'm just curious about what kind of media buying muscle you put behind a business like Shiksha, for example. I haven't seen a TVC like you've done for 99acres.
It's not about size of media budget. It is the fact that we can buy at prices and rates others cannot buy at. It's the fact that we've invested behind our own Google SEO and SEM buying algorithms. Where outside agencies cannot match our click-through prices for Google, and all that knowledge is transferred, and we're able to invest behind the scenes because we've got a big business like Naukri inside the company. And then we transfer that knowledge to smaller businesses.
Okay.
So the reason why we don't outsource our SEM is because whenever an outsource SEM agency comes and talks to us and we show them the click-through rates, they say we can't come anywhere close to these.
Right, but it's a lot more about building brand at this point in time for the business, like you said, to drive confidence amongst both the universities that maybe your customers.
Yeah, even
as well
the
as
size of our media buy on TV also, I think we get better media prices than most other people.
And you know, let me tell you one thing: that in the case of both in both 99acres and in Shiksha, teams inside our company are competing with other entrepreneurial teams outside, and in many cases leaving them behind. So it's the quality of the team which matters, not whether as well. So, you know, and like I mentioned earlier in my call, we have a lot of good senior management people inside the company who are now driving these businesses, and we have made substantial progress. Yes, we could do better, but, you know, we're not very terribly unhappy with where we have reached.
Okay, great. Thanks and all the best for the next quarter. Thanks.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Mithian Latia from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks again. You mentioned early on in the call that this year with less than 20% top line growth, there will be some margin erosion. What would that cutoff be for fiscal 14? Are all our big investments in both Naukri product development and 99acres done, or even next year that 20% threshold holds good?
So, you know, we continue to invest in all our verticals, and we are hoping that growth will come back. This year, like I mentioned earlier, if we don't grow at 20%, we will yield margins, and we've already yielded some margin in the first three quarters. Even next year, you know, we will continue to invest, and if growth comes in below, you know, 17-18%, we may end up yielding margins.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Anyone who has a question at this time, you may press star and one. We have the next follow-up question from the line of Srinivas Seshadri from CIMB. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks again. Just one question. All check deals, can you give me some number on the number of deals which they've done for the quarter?
We'll put it out in that investor book. It's around 400 for the quarter.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the floor back to Mr. Oberoi for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Well, thank you all for being on the call. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of InfoEdge India Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.